Eved is so neipuk b'einoi that the Eved goes out free because the master knocked out his eye. Hippo l'shinoi, then the master knocked out his tooth, is neipuk b'shinoi. He goes out with shame. Shrashi, uliyerlam d'mei l'nesila. Maybe the price just means either eat. No. But maybe it's not like this. If you do each one separately, the other goes out free. If the master knocks out his eye, he goes out free with that. If the master knocks out the other tooth, he goes out free with that. What about simo es einav hippule shinoi? What about the other does? If the master does two things to the other, what's going to be if the master first knocks out his eye and then the master knocks out his tooth? Maybe neifak bi einoi v'shinoi. But that's so kashy here. Maybe the other goes out with both of them. Like our whole sugi is saying now, that when the master first knocks out one, the eved goes out free with that. And when the eved knocks out, when the master knocks out the second one, the master has to pay him for that. Who said so? Maybe no matter how many times the master knocks out the eved's eye, your teeth, it's always still he's going out free with it, that the master doesn't have to pay him. Like who said, once the eved goes out free, now if the master knocks out the other one, he has to pay him? That's the kasha. Who said that? Some rabbi, Abaya said back, no. Olech or makro, against you, the pasuk says, tachas einoi, that the eved goes out free instead of his eye. In other words, if the master of an eved kanani knocks out the eved kanani's eye, the Torah says it goes out free, tachas einoi. So we dash in, v'loi tachas einoi v'shinoi. And he does not go out free because of two things, an eye and a shame. Only one thing makes him go out free. Therefore, he's freed from the first thing. And therefore, if the master does a second damage to him, that's like you're damaging a ben chayrin that you have to pay him, the main ezek. And also, tachashina, the Torah says, so we dashin, for loy tachashina v'yenoi. He doesn't go out free because of two. One alone lets him go out free. And when the second one happens, he has to pay for that. Omar ravidi baravin, afanana mitanina. I'll bring you proof. We also learned like this. Afanana mitanina. That says, Gonaf al Pishnayim. If two Edom saw the way Ruvain made a Geneva, Vitofach u'mocharapim, and then the same Ganaf made the Mechir or the Tzvicha in front of these same two Edom, Vinim to Zaymimim, and then we find these two Edom to be Zaymimim, the Locheriz Mishalmim Layasakil. They have to pay to this Ganaf the complete Dalit for the Shorah, hey, for the Seth. So, my love, aren't we talking about over here the Mishnah? The Idu ala Geneva, that first the Edis said the Redis, we saw the way Ruvain made a Geneva. The Chosmo v'idu ala Tzvicha. And then later the Edis said a second Edis the next day that they saw the Ganav make the Tzvicha. Now isn't the case talking about even for Huzmo ala Geneva? That now two Edim come and say to these first Edim, how could you say you saw him make a Geneva on Sunday? Sunday you were thus someplace else. So they made the Hazomer on the Geneva. And then later, first they said Hazama upon the second day, they said the Tficha. But how could you say on Monday you saw the Tficha? Monday you also was someplace else. Isn't that the case? As though the Mishnah says that these Edom Zimimim have to pay the whole thing. Now why? As soon as we made the Edis Geneva, the Edis on that bottle, like we said in Manu Yisim, that is a false what you're saying. So there's no Edis that this Reuven stole. If so, legabe tzvicha hevelu mechashim. If so, their second edus they said already automatically falls away. Like tzvicha by itself means nothing. Tzvicha is only an edus if the person really made a ganev already. If the person's a ganev, so a ganev, if he makes a tzvicha, he's chayiv dal vehei. But only if he's a ganev. Once we have hazama on the edus ganev, so we're saying that the ganev never took place. If the ganev never took place, so your second edus that you already said that he made a tzvicha means nothing. So that Edis is like bottle now. Still, Uketani, still the Mishnah says, Mishamim Layasakil, that later when Edom come to be Mazim, these Edom, even on the Tzvicha, it's called a regular Edom Zimimim, that they have to pay Dal Vehei. So the question is why? V'yisak, that if you're going to tell me not like Rava, if you're going to tell me that Hakosha, when Edis is first thrown away because of two Edom, or reason we can't trust it anymore, we can't use the Edis anymore, La Tchilas Hazami, it's not called the beginning of Hazama. But it's just called this Edis's bottle, that he can't use this Edis anymore. If so, hi, Hazoni, Atficha, my Mishalmin. Why do these Edis have to pay the extra three? Mechura, for the Geneva, there's a good Hazama. But once the mazus the edus on the geneva, automatically the edus is bottled on the tzvicha. So they shouldn't have to pay the extra three for the tzvicha. El olav, isn't there a ray? El olav shemaminov. From here we have a good proof that the pshat is hachosha tchilas azami. That hachosha is called the beginning of azama. So Gemara says, Amri, I'll say like this. No, that's not the pshat in our Mishnah. Amri, you know what hocha b'may askinan? You know what our Mishnah is talking about? We're talking about that the Eidim made Azam on the Tzvicha first. That first the Eidim came and said, how could you say that you saw the Tzvicha on Monday, you were with us on Monday? That's the case. So when they take away the Eidim Tzvicha, but the Eidim Geneva is still a good Eidim. Later the Machash to Geneva, that's why it's called a good Hazama, the make a Hazama on the Eidim Geneva, that's why this Eidim, first Eidim, have to pay Dalvehe. Here you wouldn't have a proof to Rav or not. Now the Gemara says though, Uve plukta, Eidim shukshu, l'psayf huzmu, Reb Yechon, Reb Loza. It's taka machloikis. That's what Rav says, not so poshin. It's a machloikis, Reb Yechon, Reb Loza. Chad on the one says, Nehorgim. In the case where first two Eidim said Reuven killed, and then another two Eidim said, no, Reuven did not kill. Not with the iman who yisim, just Eidim sachosha. And then the third pair of Eidim came about the first pair that you were Eidim zemim. So one says, yes, we still killed those Eidim. That's called kasher zaman. The chadama no ein nehorgim. So why? Because hachosha is not chilas azama. So since first the Eidim was bottled because of the hachosha, there's no din azama here. So Mer says now, tistayim, the Reb Lezu, the yom ein nehorgim. I bring you proof, Reb Lezu is the one that says, hachosha is not called chilas azama. So if there's hachosha first, that's it. The Eidim is bottled, and you don't have to pay. What's the raya? The yom Reb Lezu, Eidim shehuchshu b'nefesh, loikin. Eidim that has hachosha. The two Eidim said that Reuven killed. And the other Eidim said, no, Reuven did not kill. So Locher is, you only get Malkus, like him. Now the question is why? If you want to tell me. Reb Lezu the Yom in Ahogim. If Reb Lezu is the one that says that Eidim said Hukash first, and then there's Hazama, there's a king of Kash Hazama that they deserve to be killed, if so am I like him. So why do we give these Eidim Malkus? Heavily lash and nitin lazarus mrs. Vezin. We can't give them Malkus for this slav of Eidim Zemimim or of saying Eidim Sheker because they're getting misa for it. So how can we give them Malkus? The whole lash and nitin lazarus mrs. Vezin, any type of a lav that's possible to get a misa because of that lav, the cloud is then like in a love. You don't get Malkus for it. Since so, why does it say get Malkus over here? Elalash Mamino, Reb Lezu Diyoma ain't a horgim that no. But Eidus Hachosha, when you have Hachosha, that means two is going against two, and one of them is lying, so those liars only get Malkus, not more. Because Misa they can never get. Because since they first had Hachosha, one pair knocked out the other pair, there's no way to make Hazom here anymore. Because we knocked out the Eidus. Even if Eidus will come later to be Mazim the first pair, it wouldn't be Kashazomam. So that's where Reb Lezu says he gets Malkus. So you see clearly, Reb Lez holds that Hachosha is not called Chilas Azama. All right, turn over. Yeah. So it says, Elalash Ramin, isn't it a proof over here that Reb Lez, the young Reb Lez, is the one that says, Ain the Horgim, Tistayim. Now the Gemara is Takasha though, but like it anyway, Takasha. How could you tell me if you have two Eidim that say, Reuven killed Shimon? Another two Eidim said, no, Reuven did not kill Shimon. So there's Achosha. We don't know which pair is telling the truth, so we don't kill Reuven now, because we don't know if Reuven really killed Shimon or not. So how could Reb Lezer say, though, that these Eidim get Malkus? Which Eidim get Malkus? We don't know which one's telling the truth. One of these two pairs are lying, true, but one of them may be telling the truth. So how could we give Malkus to one pair? Maybe that pair is telling the truth and the other one is lying. So anyway, even though we don't give Hazama, but how could he give Malkus though? We don't know which one's telling the truth, which one's lying. But the Mara train anew. It's two against two. My chaz is the samchas hani, smercha hani. Who tells you to rely on these two Eidim and give the other one Malkus? No. Rely on the other two Eidim and give the other two Malkus, right? If you have two pairs saying Reuven killed, and two pairs saying Reuven did not kill, so true, one of these two pairs are lying. But we don't know which one is lying. So how can we give either one of them Malkus? So the Marain says, Rav Lezer, cases like this. We're talking about now that the Shimon comes walking into Beis Din. Two Eidim said that Reuven killed Shimon. And two Eidim said Reuven did not kill Shimon. So true, right now we don't know who's telling the truth. But before we open up our eyes, the Shimon comes walking in the door. So what does Beis Din know?
that the first pair, they know that the first one that said Reuven killed Shimon is a liar, because Shimon's a liar. The other one is telling the truth. The one that says Reuven did not kill Shimon, very good, that Shimon's here. But the worst one's a liar. So that's Reb Lezer's case. That even though there was Eidus HaKosha, the first pair of Eidim get Malkus. But Anachem, it's a Rai, he also holds that HaKosha is not called Kilas HaZama. There's no way you can get Misa, that's why you get Malkus. Mishnah says, Gon Av Al Pishnayim, if a Reuven was caught to make a Gneva in front of two Eidim, V'Tofach U'mochar Al Piedechon, then later when this Ganef made the Mechira, sold it, or made the Shchita, there was only one Eidechon there. So one Eidechon can't be Mechayim Knas, he doesn't have to pay the Dal V'Hei. He only has to pay kefil. Or yal piyatzma, or else let's say the Ganef himself admits to Bezdin that he made a Gneva or Tzvicha. So locher is, mishalim tashlumi kefil, he only has to pay kefil for the first Gneva that he made, because on that we have Eidim. But v'yeinu mishalim tashlumi dal v'hei, he does not have to pay the extra three or four, three or two, because it's either moedav k'nas is potter, or else an eidechot cannot be mechayev k'nas. What's going to be gonaf v'topach v'shabbos? We have Eidim that this Reuven made the Gneva and made the Shechita on Shabbos. Or else, go now for talking about Avodah Zarah. This Reuven made the Gneva and the Tzficha L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Go now Mishaloviv Umei Soviv. V'yachakach Tofach Umochar. That first the father died after he stole from his father. So now that the father died, he Yashin, the father belongs to him. So when he makes the Tzficha, the Mechir, it's his own. That's why we'll soon see his pot from Dalvahei. What's going to be Gonaf? The Ganav stole. He made a Gneva. Gonaf. V'higdish. And then the Ganav was Makdashit. V'yachakach Tofach. And then the Ganav goes and makes a Tzvicha. Umochar sells it. In all these cases, Mishalom Tashlumi Kefel, but V'yeinoi Mishalom Tashlumi Dalvahei. He does not have to pay Dalvahei. Because in the last two cases, the shor belongs to him, Vishas the Mechira. And in the first case of the Chur, we say, Kom Lev the Rabminei. And since she made the Tzvicha on Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa for that. So you don't have to pay Knas. Or if he made the Shchit L'Shem Avodah Zarah also, he's Chayiv Misa. So when he's Chayiv Misa, he's Potter on the Tzvicha. He only has to pay Kefal for the first Gneva. Rabbi Shimon and Rishimon says, Kodoshim, Shechayiv Achru Yuson, Mishan Tashum Adal Vehei. If you're like a shomer, that you had an achrayis, if you are makdish the animal, but you have an achrayis, then in case the animal gets lost, you have to buy another one, make another korban, so it's called like your mammon. So then, nisham tashum dal vehei, if somebody steals it from you, makes a tzvicher on it, he has to pay you dal vehei. Shein chayim achrayisim, but if you have a korban, that you're not chayim achrayis, the korban gets lost or dies, you don't have to bring another one, so the korban is not called your mammon, it's called mammon hegdish. If so, potter. Then if somebody steals from Hegdish, he's potter from Dal Vehei. Dal Gemara says, Al Pi Eidechot Shita. What does the Mishnah have to tell me? If you only have one Eidechot that this Ganef made a Tzvicha, Shita is potter from Dal Vehei. Everybody knows that. That an Eidechot can't be Mechayiv Mammon? Well, Amri, I'll tell you, Hokum Ashmelon. The Mishnah means to say a Chiddush that Al Pi Atzmoy Dum Yedal Pi Eidechot. The Mishnah says both cases he's potter. Whether there's only an Eidechot, or whether he admits it himself. Now, ma al pi eidechot. Just like when we have an eidechot there. Ki osi eidechot and star vadei mechayiv. If there would have been another eidechot there, there would have been two eidechots, they could be mechayiv him a moment to pay dal vehei. So I'll tell you, al pi atzmai nami, the same thing about pi atzmai, you only potter right now. But you should know, ki osu eidim, if eidim come later to tell Bezdin, we know the way he made it, tzvicha, mechayiv eidechonami. Then even though he admitted it first, so what? Now that we have Eidim, he'll be Chayiv. And therefore our Mishnah is, La Fuke Midrav Hunam Arav. It's not like a Hunam Arav. That he says, the Amr of Hunam Arav, Moida the Knas, in a case where a Ganef was Moida, that he made a Tzvicha Mechira. And even though V'yachakach Bo Eidim, even though later Eidim come to Bezin to say, we know that he made a Tzvicha, still Potter. So our Mishnah now tells us not like that. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. It says, Al Pi Eidechod, Dum Yadal Pi Atzmoy. Just like an Eidechod, you Potter if there's only one Eid. But if there's another aid with him, he has to pay. So you see, he could be chayiv. The same thing al piyatsmai. If you, the ganef, admit that you made a tzvicha, you potter. But only if there's no other aidim. If aidim come later to bezin that you made a tzvicha, you would be chayiv dalvei. What says Yegufa? Amar Rav Huna Rav. Mani kazach Rav Boedel Potter. Eitzvei Rav Chizda l'Rav Huna. How the kasha? It says Maisa Rav Gamliel Shesima Sein Tevi Yavdoi. He knocked out the eye of the zevid. He's very happy about it. Moslem Rav Yeshua, Amalai, Iyati Yadeya, don't you know, Shetiv Yavdi Yostacheres, may everyone out free.
Amalai Lama, how come? Amalai Shetziyamti Yesena, I knocked out his eye. Amalai, aim with the Recha Kulam, I don't believe you at all.
Like, you're not believed to say that you knocked out the Rebbe's eye. We don't believe you.
Shekvar Ein Layedim, you have no Edim, that's what he said. Mashmado, Hoyesh Layedim, if there would be Edim right now, Chayiv, then the Eved would go out free. Since even though he admitted first that he knocked out his Eved's eye, still one would have Edim later and go out free. The Shamina Minoa, Moedim Knaz, Zachar, Rabbo Edim, it's like a Chayiv. Omalei said back, no, Shani Rabbo Gam Leo, the life of Nei Bezdin Leidi. But when Leo's first Haidor, he admitted, not in front of Bezdin. That's not called the Moedim Knaz. Moedim Knaz, like your potter, is only if you go to Bezdin. In front of Bezdin, you admit that you did it. But if you admit not in front of Bezdin, that's not called anything. For the Gemara, why? For Rabbi Yeshua Av Bezdin Hai, Rabbi Yeshua was not Bezdin.
You just before we learned that according to a blessed sheet that he says you get Malkus Ba'edi HaChosho when Edim, one aid goes against the other aid. So Rav Lezer says you get Malkus, and the Gemara said by Bo Zeb, Bo Horod, Baraglov. So Rashi says the Malkus was Mishum Loisana. So Rashi speaks out, even though the Gemara is called the Lav Shein by Maisa Loisana, but still the Gemara Malkus comes out that it's Rabbi the Malkus Ba'edim Zememim. Uksib is Diku was a Tzadik. So here it's a right from Rashi learns that clearly it's a gilui on the love of Loisana that you get Malkus even though it's a love shame by Maisa. All right, we'll stop here. Af ayin hey, just less gemara again af ayin dalrum the base that gufa amrafuna marav moedu b'knas vechakach boedim is potter. So Mar says on Eisvei, I have a kasha to Rafuna Marav. Eisvei, Rav Chizal Rafuna, Rav Chuzi has a kasha to Rafuna. It says, Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel, once happened the case with Rabbi Gamliel, Shesimo Esayin Tevi Yavdoi, that he knocked out, he blinded his Eved's eye, Tevi. That was the name of his Eved. He was very happy, Rabbi Gamliel. Now that his Eved finally went out free, he was very happy. Like Rashi says, because like this, it's awesome to free your Eved. You're over B'Essay. Kol HaMashachar Avdu is over B'Essay. But now the Mashmah happened by mistake. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel was very happy the fact that his Eved now was able to go out free. Even now that it happened, though, he was happy. So that's what it says. Sameach Simcha Gedolah. Now, Motzel Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel met Rabbi Yeshua. Omla, he said to him, Iyati Yodeya, don't you know, Shetevi Yavdi Yotzel Cheres, like he was moida to Rabbi Yeshua, that he hit the eye of his Eved, and that my Eved deserves to go out free. Omaloi, so now Rabbi Yeshua said back to Gamliel, Omaloi, Lama, why? So Omaloi, he said, Shetemisi Esenoi, because I knocked out his eye. Omaloi, so Rabbi Yeshua said back to him, Ein Bidvarecha Klum, you know what you're saying now means nothing. Why? Shekvar ein lo yedim, because you don't have any yedim, like you're like a moedah b'knas. This halacha that if you hit the eye of your Eved, he goes out free, it's like a knas. And we know the klal is knas is only if you have yedim. Here that you yourself are moedah, and you don't have yedim, he does not go out free. But the diyik is, mashma ho yesh lo yedim chayiv. Mashma though, if there would be yedim, that saw Rabbi Gamliel knock out the eye, then he would go out free, even though he himself first was moedah. If so, the Shamina Minov, which you from here, that the Moedah the Knas, Vyakakak Voedim, is like a Chayiv. That should be the proof. There's a Kasha and Rafuna. That Rafuna and Rav said before, still your potter. And here it's Mash only because there were no Edim. But Mash Mefedim would come around later, then he would be Chayiv. All Malays, he said back, no, here is no proof. Shani Rabbi Gamliel, Deloy Bifnei Bezdin Oidi. I say this Hoidor, Rabbi Gamliel met Rabbi Yeshua in the street. And he told Rabbi Yeshua what happened. That's not called a Moedah B'Knas. A Moedah B'Knas means you come in front of Bezdin, and you really mean what you're talking about. Because like this, when you taste somebody in the street, it's not 100%. Like, you don't really mean it. But here, only if you say it in front of Bezdin, that's called a real Hoidor. But here that he said it, Shleib B'Fnei Bezdin, that's not considered he was Moedah B'Knas. That's why over here, if Edim would come, he'll be Chayiv. But in the real case, where he's Moedah in front of Bezdin, could be he'll be Potter from now on. For the Gemara, why? For Rabbi Yeshua Av Bezdin Heve. Rabbi Yeshua himself was an Av Bezdin. So her is considered like he was made in front of a Bezdin. So why do you say here, sit it outside Bezdin? So Gemara says still,